Shall we head down to Big D? It is quite the storm that is brewing right now in Dallas these days as America's team gets ready for are they contenders? Are they pretenders? Let's head down and check in with the Associated Press of Skylar Dixon. Good morning, Skylar.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Zeke, who? How's that going over down there?
Well, a storm brewing is a good way to put it, because the next big thing is will he miss a game, a regular season game? That's a gamble on both sides. He loses leverage if the Cowboys can win without him, and we obviously know what happens if they lose without him. It happened 26 years ago with Emmitt Smith. So that's sort of the next step. The big question is, will it get to that point? And obviously, the closer that date gets, the more the probability of it grows. I still think that Zeke really misses being around team, the game. He knows this is a strategic business initiative, basically, from his representatives. So he's obviously going along with it. But yeah, we're getting a little bit closer to where it gets really interesting.
Well, and Skylar, that's what I was going to say, because this was always planned out, right? He wasn't going to camp and figured he would come back into Dallas when the Cowboys were making their way back after camp. That's kind of the here and now, isn't it, where the Cowboys are returning back to Texas. Zeke is now back around Dallas, unless I've been ill-informed. So now is this kind of where the conversations have to heat up a little bit?
It's still a little bit early. There's still a little bit of time. Yes, they're back here. They have what amounts to camp practices here at their home facility this week and then the early part of next week before that last preseason game. There aren't any indications that things are changing much. You know, we may get a little bit more information today on whether they've been talking. Jerry's he's pretty consistently been saying that they haven't been talking much. That's not a huge alarm for the Cowboys, because they sort of live in a world where, you know, it could happen suddenly. That you go from nothing to everything in a matter of minutes. So things can change in a hurry, but the fact that they're back, I don't think has changed the dynamic too much. You know, I don't think Zeke being in Cabo was any huge thing. And, you know, Zeke didn't have a preseason carry last year, so that's sort of beside the point as well. And as long as he's staying in shape, it could happen in a hurry. So I don't necessarily think everybody being back at the home base is much of a significant sign one way or the other. I think we've got to get a little bit closer to the regular season before that kind of stuff starts to heat up.
Skylar Dixon from the Associated Press in Dallas with us here on Sportsnet 650. Does he miss games, do you think?
I've been saying, when I've been asked to predict, I've been saying no. I base that on the fact that he's going to miss the game, miss his teammates. He's very popular. You know, his teammates have stayed behind him throughout this thing. I think that's still my answer, but I'm getting closer to believing that he might miss a game or two. You know, I don't think it's going to be much more than a game or two, one way or the other. Either they win without him, he loses a little leverage, and I don't know that he completely caves, but maybe he takes a little bit less money to get it done. And then if they lose without him, then the Cowboys are going to be in the situation where they're going to have to get it done. They're just going to have to figure out the salary cap part of it later, because the thing, you know, the X factor in all this, the most interesting part of the dynamic is the Cowboys, from an expectation standpoint, are higher than they've been in a pretty long time. And Jerry and Stephen Jones are getting very anxious to end that drought. You know, that next year they celebrate, long word, of course, 25 years since the last time they went to the Super Bowl, and they don't want to do that. They are more than anxious to break through that divisional round ceiling that they haven't been able to break through. And obviously, in the opinion of most people, Zeke is a very big part of that.
1991, on this day, Dan Marino signed a massive 5-year contract worth a reported $25 million. Dak Prescott, what will he settle for 1 year? Will he get his done? And reports that he had said no to 30, were those accurate? And does he want more than that? Where do you see that falling? Because he's one of three. You got Zeke, you got Amari Cooper, you got Dak Prescott looking for money.
Right. Yeah, it's accurate that he turned down 30. Or you say turned down, it's accurate that an offer of more than 30 is out there, because the Cowboys have said that all three of those players have offers in the top five at their position. And at Dak's position, that means somewhere in the neighborhood of $32 to $33 million. So Carson Wentz is really kind of the benchmark for him, and that's in the 32-33 range. There's a lot of debate about those two quarterbacks in particular. They were in the same draft class. Obviously, Wentz, a very high pick, and Dak, the fourth-round sleeper, if you will. But now they're very much on equal footing, and Dak has won a playoff game. Carson Wentz has not won a playoff game yet, so you can sort of go down that road a little bit. So I don't think that a Dak Prescott contract is going to blow everything out of the water. I don't think the Cowboys want to do that. I don't think ultimately, obviously Dak's going to take all the money he can get, but, Dak's he's an even-keeled guy, a level-headed guy, and I think he gets that they've got to fit all this in. The Cowboys haven't won anything yet, which is another thing that's kind of different from the last time they were trying to keep a bunch of guys together when they had salary cap concerns in the 1990s. And that's on the mind of the Cowboys, too. That you can't downplay that they sort of live in this world of, well, what have we done yet? We haven't done anything yet. And that makes kind of an interesting little addition to all these contract talks as well.
Talking Cowboys football with Skylar Dixon here on Sportsnet 650. How good are the Dallas Cowboys in 2019? If everybody's there, like if Zeke's there, Dak's healthy, everybody's there, how good are they?
I think they're good. I think they're a Super Bowl contender. Their defense was a big part of last year. It's kind of easy to forget that was kind of a defense-first team. And it very well could be a defense-first team again, if they can stay healthy. Obviously, there's some missing pieces here at camp, DeMarcus Lawrence being the biggest one, but if he's not ready for the opener, it should be very, very soon after that. Their secondary, it's very young. There's some talent back there. They've looked pretty good in camp. And the two young linebackers, Rander Esch and Jalen Smith, they seem to be progressing well. So that defense has a chance to be really good. If that defense takes the ball away, I think the Cowboys could be really good. And I do think their offense is going to be solid. If Zeke is there, the Kellen Moore factor is going to be interesting to see. There have been tiny little hints that things are going to be a little bit different. There's going to be a little bit more flavor to that offense, a little bit more creativity, if you will. There was so much criticism over that last season. So, yes, I think with all the pieces in place, they stay pretty healthy. The Cowboys, they have to be in that conversation among the teams in the NFC.
I don't know if he's been noticeable or not, Skyler, but our friend Christian Covington from Vancouver is now a Cowboy. We spoke to him after he signed. What kind of camp has he had?
He's had a good one. He and Kerry Hyder, they're sort of in the same boat as kind of veteran guys that they added because, they really like being eight deep on the defensive line. So every year there's a player or two they add sort of off the, kind of the overlooked list of free agents, not overlooked, but you know what I mean, just guys that are just solid guys that help fill out your roster, and both of them have looked good, and I think they're going to be a part of that rotation, and again, that they're part of what looks to be a talent upgrade overall on the defensive line, plus a couple of guys that they've had a while being healthy, which makes them a little better as well, so yes, I think he's going to be a piece of a defensive line that kind of anchors
Sportsnet 650.
Could, as it did for in many ways last year, kind of lead the way for this team.
Skyler, thanks for this. Appreciate you doing this. We'll come bug you again real soon, all right?
Sounds good. Take care.
There he is. Skyler Dixon from the Associated Press in Dallas talking all things Cowboys. Zeke, who? Well, Ezekiel Elliott, and here's the point that Skyler touched on that I think is one that we should not overlook. The Cowboys